What's up, everybody? It's your boy D doing a special birthday edition of my show. Yes, today is my birthday. I'm a little bit under the weather, but this show is a request to talk about relationships. Let me get the house cleaning stuff out of the way first. The number is 657-383-0684. That's 657-383-0684. If you want to be a part of tonight's discussion. If you just want to listen, I'm good with that too. Relationships. The title of the show is How to Have a Good Relationship and When to Get Out of a Bad One. Okay. I just start with the easy stuff, I guess. The first thing is trust. Excuse me. And what I mean is trust. And not just the basic trust. If you with somebody, you have to be able to trust them with everything and anything. And it can't be a one-way street. It can't be no bullshit. You just got to keep it real. Hey, look, everybody. My kid just walked in. Say hi to the camera, Hannah.
Hi.
Oh, whatever. They can't even see you. No. Yeah. Anyways, back to what I was saying. If you don't trust whoever you're with, or if you don't trust them before you get with them, then don't waste your time. Don't waste theirs. Because the fact is, it's just going to end usually badly. The best thing you can do is be honest, which everybody seems to have a problem with. If you don't like certain shit, say it. If the person you with they actually care about you, they'll either make changes or they'll leave you, or you'll leave them. I'll start off with the guy side of shit. Guys, the number one fuck up that pretty much every guy I've ever heard of makes is trying to control a female. Yeah, you can beat them, you can threaten them, you can do all that shit, but that doesn't give you real control. That just means you're scaring the shit out of them. Trying to force a woman to do whatever the fuck you want is damn near impossible. Women do what they feel like doing or what they want to do. You have to figure out as a guy how to let them do what the hell they want and still get them to do the shit you want at the same time. The simplest way to get to that is respect. If your woman respects you and you doing the shit that you're supposed to do as a man, then you won't have any trouble getting your woman to do the shit you want. But if you don't have any respect or you haven't built up any respect, even if they with you, they ain't gonna do what you want, or they'll pretend to do what they want or do what you want just to get the hell away from you or just to get you to shut up. Stop handcuffing your women. Stop checking their phone. Stop checking their emails. Stop following them. Stop trying to decide who they're friends with. Don't do any of that shit. Women like you more, and they want to be with you more when you more hands off. My approach is don't give a shit. Because when you show them that you don't care about all that stuff, that makes them want you more. When you all up their ass bothering them about who they friends with and this, this, and that, it make them want to get the hell away from you. That's why my approach has always been don't chase chicks. Don't try to tell them what to do. Don't try to control nothing. Fact is, they're going to do what they want, and if they really want to be with you, they'll make them changes on their own. Also, still on the men's side of this page, you niggas need jobs, cars, cribs, and basically you can't be overall douchebags unless you make enough money where you can be what the hell you want. But if you're just a average working Joe stiff that wants a girlfriend, you got to have all these things, and you can't be an asshole too. And I'm sick and tired of the punks, the opening doors, laying your jacket over water puddle guys. Man, women don't want that fucking gay shit. They don't. They tell you they want a sensitive man, and then as soon as they get one, they don't want them. Newsflash, women like men, not these metrosexual fags in skinny jeans and gay ass shirts. They want men. So if you present yourself as a man from the beginning, you won't have to keep re-presenting yourself. They already know. I'm with a really headstrong, super independent woman who don't need me. You know how hard that shit is to deal with? It's hard being with somebody that truthfully don't need your ass. They can just get up and leave whenever they feel like it. But at the same time, it's easy because there's an understanding there that we both can take care of ourselves if need be. So that goes into what I was going to say also about guys. Don't get with women that need you. Get with women who don't. And I know it don't sound right, but when a chick don't need you, when she can take care of herself, she a lot less drama, a lot less problems. Think about it. Do you really want to spend your every fucking day trying to figure out where this chick at, what she doing, this, that, and other? If you got a working woman handling her business, you don't have to keep track of her all day long. Now, guys need to learn the class system. I try to teach this all the time. I use this all the time. I tell my daughter this all the time. There is a class system. Everybody needs to understand this. Very important. It's kind of like the 1 through 10 system, but I just call it what it is. If you're a 1, 2, 3, or 4, don't try to talk to an 8, 9, or a 10. Because you're wasting your fucking time unless you're rich. If you're a 4 and you're a millionaire, then you can get any chick you want. If you're a 4 and you're broke, just stay in your lane. I have to tell my beanhead daughter all the time she's about an 8 and she needs to stop talking fours. They're right, Hannah. And if for the girls, if you're an 8, don't even give fours the time of day. Because even if they got something that you can get, it ain't worth it in the end. Using them ain't worth it. Because most of the time, it's just going to do, the only thing it's going to do is bring down your profile. It's going to make you look worse. But back to the guys. Stop handcuffing. Stop trying to date out of your class. Stop being Captain Save-A-Hole. Stop bragging on yourselves. Women hate guys that brag on themselves. And a lot of this stuff that I'm bringing up, this stuff, I've asked women. So I know they can't stand it when a guy brags about his dick or his car or whatever. Women like men that work and take care of themselves and pay for their shit and all that, but they don't like hearing about it. Just because you got a nice car don't mean that while you're driving down the street with this woman, she wants to hear about this fucking car. Okay, we're already in the car, motherfucker. I don't need to hear about it too. So guys, shut the fuck up about your shit. Stop being thirsty and desperate. That's probably the main one. Thirsty and desperate makes you jump at any piece of ass that you can get. I've seen chicks so ugly, it's so impossibly hard to believe they have kids. But somebody had to fuck these broads. And that's the thirsty, desperate niggas. Stop being in a position where you have to fuck the bottom of the barrel because you that thirsty and sorry. And this goes to the simps that I talked about in the last show. If you're such a loser and a simp, you can't get a job, you can't get this, you can't get that, and you have to fuck these kind of women, then you should probably just pay for hookers or jack off or something. And stop making kids with these ugly broads. Just, you know, that's just what I believe anyway. Stop being mama's boys. Women hate that. And they really hate hearing about all the shit your mama can do in the kitchen. Women cannot stand that. They don't want to hear your mama makes the best business. Especially don't do it while your woman's cooking. You might get something in your damn food. Oh, quit it, girl. The fact of the matter is, all these things will help. I don't do any of this shit because I don't need to. I tell people all the time, don't try to be a great man, just be a man. And a lot of people don't understand what that means. It's simple. Just be a damn man. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a knight in shining armor. You don't have to be Prince Charming. Just be a man. Work, pay bills. Women like guys that take care of their kids. Because it shows them, like if you got kids with another chick and you taking care of them kids, the woman that you with will see that. And then she will not have a problem with having a kid by you because she see you taking care of your other one. Now, if you got five kids and you paying child support, then a woman want to be bothered with you because they know you're going to get them pregnant and dip out. And who wants that problem? There's a whole lot of other shit I could say about guys. Stop being thugs. Pull your pants up. Having a pair of Jordans don't mean anything. I got Jordans, and I hardly wear them. So walking around with Jordans and your pants sagging is stupid. Black men, get jobs. Because most white guys have jobs. Black guys, y'all need to get jobs. Y'all need to stop laying up on these damn in these projects with these nasty, ugly girls. Because the fact is, your financial situation can decide who you with or who you get to be with. If you uplift yourselves and get yourself right, you can talk to better, more advanced chicks. If you don't want to do nothing with yourself, you're going to be stuck with the same old broads. You're going to just be rotating the same old group of hoochies. I learned that the hard way growing up in the hood, that when I start working, making money, taking care of myself, dressing like a grown man, the list of women that I could talk to opened up. I have black friends all the time who ask me, how can you talk to white girls? I can't get nowhere with them. Well, here's a newsflash. White girls like niggas, but they don't like niggas. They don't like Crips and Bloods and gangster disciples. And they don't like the dreads and the pants sag and shit. They don't like that shit. There are a lot of white women that secretly like black men, but they ain't going to date them because all the ones around them are thugs. Y'all are scary ass niggas. You can't be scary and all that bullshit and then walk up to a woman and be like, hey, what's up? And that's another thing. That shit don't work with white women. That hey, what's up, little mama shit. That don't work. That's what you do on the hoochie mamas. The dumb black chicks who don't mind having 12 kids. Most white women don't want 5, 6, 7 kids. I mean, there is stark differences between the races. Most people don't think that there are, but there are very, very, very different ones. The fact of the matter is, you decide what group of women you want to talk to. Hang on, my audience. Hey, Hannah, hand me my telephone, my big one. It's right there. This is live, people, so if you see me doing this, I don't care. It's my show. And it's my birthday today. That's the only reason I'm doing this shit. That's my daughter. Y'all see, fellas, she's really cute. And I'll post her phone number with the video.
No, you won't.
Anyway, I'm doing something, but I'm going to keep on talking, too. Like I said, this is just a special edition of my show today. The fact of the matter is, guys have a huge list of things that if they work on these things, if they change some bullshit about themselves, especially black guys, because a lot of white guys got jobs, and then you wonder, you know, I say this all the time, I get in trouble around here for saying it, but most black guys, we don't get white women until white dudes are done with them. Once they all used up and shit, that's usually when we get them. You rarely ever, ever see a black guy with a really hot white chick, and that's the first time around. I'm actually making an on-air phone call.
Oh, really?
What, are you like on the app or something? Holy crap. You can call the show. Hold on, people. I'm trying to add Hannah to the... She sitting in the room, so I guess she wants to be a part of this.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got a slight echo, but it don't matter. Talk to my audience, Hannah. Give them some knowledge.
I don't know what to say. I mean...
Whatever you want.
I don't know.
Fine. Okay. I'll make it easy. What are some things that guys can do to make you more apt to talk to them or more apt to want to get with them?
Have a beard. Be cute. Have a job, their own place, their own car, not be a mama's boy. Don't be abusive, don't be mean. That's like my list. As long as they make me happy, we're good, but once you screw up, you're done.
That all?
I guess.
I muted your mic for a sec because of that echo. I'm going to switch to the side everybody care about, the females. Because we all know guys are fuck-ups, and women pretty much run everything. This is the biggest thing right here, females. This is the shit that y'all do that really fucks up relationships. I'm going to activate your mic in a minute, Hannah, because I know you probably want to defend women or something. Women... expectations are too high. Not all, but most. And I call it the 666. They want 6 foot tall, 6-figure income, and six pack abs. 666. And the problem with that is most women don't have anything to bring to the table. They want you to bring all that shit, but they don't have anything of their own to bring to the table. And this is 2016. Just bringing good looks and a nice ass is not enough. It takes two nowadays to do anything. If you want money, you want a house, you want cars, it takes two people. My biggest problem that what women do, they do all kinds of shit when you're in the dating phase. And we grown-ups here, so I'm going to just call it what it is. All kinds of sexual shit. The very second the relationship begins, about half that list disappears. And here's the reason why. Because they do all that extra shit to get you. Once they got you, they feel like they don't have to work for it anymore. So your list eventually just cuts down to every now and then you get some pussy. Pretty much. That's the thing that pisses me off the most. The second thing is when they single, they do freaky ass shit that they won't do when they got a boyfriend. Have that argument around here all the fucking time. Don't do some shit with motherfuckers you don't care about. And then when you get with me, say, oh, I don't do that anymore. That's bullshit. Because if me and you broke up, you would go back to doing that thing you said you don't do. All women do that. I'm gonna see what my daughter here says. I'm pretty sure she's going to say, no, we don't do that. What's that, Hannah?
I mean, I can't say that we don't do that because I know I do that. But the thing is, guys, when you're with them at first, they do a lot more, too, and want to act like, oh, I'm such a great person, and I just learned that today, that you get down there somewhere with somebody, and then they start treating you like crap, even when you're doing their laundry, cooking their food, cleaning their house, taking care of their kid, and they don't appreciate it. I mean, every guy, you can ask every guy I've been with, though. That's, I do everything I can for that person, even after I'm in a relationship. And yet I still get treated like crap every time, no matter what. I'm done now.
I will back that up a little bit. Hannah is nice to these jokers because I don't know why. The fact of the matter is, some of them she's too nice to because they're not on her level. I don't know. Her problem is she keeps getting guys that are below her level. Once again, the class system. It matters, people. The class system matters. You may not like it, but it matters. The fact is, women have another thing that they do that really fucking sucks balls. Every man that's within the sound of my voice knows what I'm about to say. When the last guy done something to them, the new guy pays for it. Over and over and over and over and over again. Every single person within the sound of my voice knows that I'm not wrong here. Hannah wants me to make, hold on a minute, I'll reactivate your mic, hold on. She wants me to make the exception for her. Ooh, 1 out of 10 million. But the fact is, even her mom done that shit to me for the first year or so we was together. Everything that happened, oh, my ex-husband used to do this, used to do that, and it took me 2-3 years of saying, I'm not him, before she finally stopped treating me like him. And she still slips up and does it sometimes. But guys really hate when women do that shit to us. Make us pay for what the last idiot had, what the last idiot did to them. It's not fair and it's not right. If guys brought the same level of baggage in relationships based on what their ex did to them, women would hate that shit. Now, I have to say in Hannah's case, stood up with a dude today who done that, who brought baggage from his old relationship in. And that's part of the reason why she broke up with him, because his baggage was really heavy baggage. I ain't going to say his name on the air because I don't like giving people's names and shit over the air. But, you know, that baggage thing can cause a lot of problems.
I mean, female or male, because I know I've been with a lot of guys. I've had guys that have beat me and treated me like shit, but I don't take that to the next relationship. I don't compare anyone I'm with then to someone I've been with because I know they're not the same person. But guys and girls do that because my ex did, like, he got mad at me and told me I was just like his ex and everything else that he was talking shit about, and it pissed me off, and then the other stuff. So, yeah, I left because I'm not going to sit there. No one wants to be compared to an ex. Like, you broke up with them for a reason. So don't compare me to them at all because I will go off on your ass. I'm just saying.
See what I have to put up with in this house. That's, her and her mama just like that. But it don't matter. She's right, though. I have to say, she's one of the few that she don't do baggage. Now, she's had a bunch of guys that do it. Boy, she's had a bunch that do it. And that's a really gay-ass trait. I'm sorry, but if you're a man and you carry over baggage, you're a fucking faggot. Because that's a female thing. Guys ain't supposed to do that. I just have to put that caveat in there. If you're a real man, you say fuck it to what your ex done to you if you got a new girlfriend. If anything, you use the new girlfriend to rub it in the old one's face. But you don't bring that shit with you. That's gay. I usually do my show on Fridays. I done this show today because, one, somebody asked me, and two, it's my birthday and it's a special edition show. That's also why it's so short. The fact of the matter is, one of the biggest things in relationships going today, right now, is cheating. Cheating is rampant. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you a reason, and I know people are going to be shocked, but my policy on cheating is simple. You can fuck who you want, just don't do it in my house. And I know a lot of guys are, oh, fuck that shit. She can't do this. Bullshit. You tell a woman she can't do something, she gonna fucking do it. I don't give a damn. So So you have to set the boundaries. If you drive 100 miles to bang some guy, ain't shit I can do about that. That's your car, it's your money. But if I come home from work and you in my bed, that's different. And I think that's the fairest way to do it. Most people agree with me. Some people, no cheating whatsoever. I'm a humanist. As a humanist, I understand that you cannot stop a human being from doing what they choose to do, no matter what. People cheat for one reason, because the person they with ain't doing something that they want specifically. If you're a dude and your girlfriend don't suck dick, guess what you're going to do? You're going to find a chick on the side that suck dick. If you're a chick and your man don't lick pussy, guess what you're going to do? You're going to find a guy to lick your pussy. Plain and simple. Every single person on earth knows this. Kobe Bryant cheated on his wife with some broke hotel worker. He's a millionaire. He cheated on his wife because his wife wouldn't do certain shit in the bed. Because she felt like she was degrading herself doing certain shit. So she wouldn't do it. Guess what he did? Pew! Bill Cosby. Look at all the chicks he done roofied. He done that shit. He put shit in them women's drinks. Everybody know he done it. He'll probably get away with it. But you want to know why he was doing that? Because he wanted to be able to do what he wanted to do in bed. And these women probably would have objected to it had he not drugged them. People are going to do what... Obama's going to say humans are going to do what humans are going to do. That's simple as that. You can't stop a cheater from cheating. Never going to happen. So to all the people out there listening, if you the person that you with, if they're accusing you of cheating, number one, they're cheating. That never fails. If somebody come home and you've been there all day cooking, cleaning, vacuuming, and they just come in the door, you're cheating. No, your ass is cheating. I mean, because the first thing I would say is, who did I fuck, the vacuum? I'm sorry. And there's like a group of little suspicious behaviors that let you know when somebody up to some shit. Now, I ain't going to tell them all because guess what? We all know them because everybody do them. But the fact is, we can't ice skate uphill. If you with somebody, they accuse you of cheating, just say fuck it and leave, because guess what's going to happen? And Hannah can tell you this firsthand. They're going to accuse you of shit, and then it's going to get worse and worse. And every day after they say that they think you're doing something, they're going to treat you worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, I mean,
because
last ex.
Hang on a minute, Hannah.
Oh.
There it is. It's home.
Yeah, because this last ex, I mean, he sat there. I had my phone charging. I had both his kids was taking care of him. He went in there, and I had locked my phone because the kids like to play on them, and I didn't want them on there because they don't need to be on there. So because I locked it, I was automatically cheating, and then every day when he was supposed to be home from work, it'd be later and later and later when he got home.
That's because he was fucking doing something, plain and simple. People, human beings are going to be human beings. That's the number one problem in all relationships. And I really, people need to understand this. The biggest problem is none of us treat each other like humans. We, Democrat, Republican, black, white, woman, but no one ever stops and says we're all human beings. The fact of the matter is simple. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you're not fucking, well, If your woman ain't fucking, that means somebody else hitting it. If the dude ain't, men, we're horn toads. If a man come home from work and he don't want no pussy, that's because he ain't been at work. He been somewhere else. If you got a really good looking girlfriend and you don't want to fuck, you cheating. I mean, I'm gonna call it like it is. You know, if guys, we can't live without it. We gotta have it. So if a man is turning it down, He fucking somebody else. Women can cheat. I mean, I fuck women while they were on the phone with their boyfriends. Women can cheat. They invented this shit. So it's hard to say with women. Guys, we're tools. We're easy as hell to figure out. Women can tell almost instantly if we're doing something. And I'm going to tell you how guys get themselves away. The number one thing that guys do, because, see, we're stupid. we have to go to the pussy. We can't ask it to come to us. So we do dumb shit like, hey, I need to go here. I need to go there. Places that we wouldn't normally go. Or things we wouldn't normally be doing. Shit like that. That's how guys get themselves caught up in shit. Now, if you have trust and an open relationship, and I don't mean open like open sexually, but transparent is the better word, where you trust each other, then you'll be okay. But if you have a clamp down relationship where every time your phone rings, the person you with tries to dive over you to get to your phone, that's another sign of cheating. If somebody always trying to check your shit, going through your wallet, going through your purse, that's they trying to find something that you're doing to justify the fact that they're doing something. So when you catch them, they'll be able to say, yeah, but you were doing it too. That's a classic maneuver, people. Remember this. Anytime somebody checking your stuff, going through your phone, any of that, is because they're already doing something and they want to catch you doing something, so they feel justified when you finally catch their ass. The problem that guys have is our track record is bad when it comes to this. Women only get caught cheating 1 out of 20 times, and that's usually really dumb broads. Guys, and I actually looked up the statistics on this, guys get caught about 70% of the time because our dicks do the thinking for us. Women, most women who cheat do it for emotional reasons. They don't do it for physical reasons. A lot of women who cheat is because their man don't take them places. Their man don't hold them enough. Their man don't touch them enough. Their man don't pay attention to them. Women don't always cheat for just sex. Guys, we cheat for sex. Plain and damn simple. Anybody got a dick will tell you, I'm not cheating because I want to go to the fucking movies. I'm not cheating because I want to fucking hang out with you and your friends. I want some damn pussy. Any man will tell you that. And that's the reason why women are better cheaters than men. Because women don't necessarily do it for sex. They consider sex the icing on the cake. But the actual cake is all the other shit. They getting money, attention. They got some guy that treats them better than they man. And that's the thing. Women are the shiny new object when they're cheating. They like that the fact that this other guy is showing them all the attention. Their man is probably paying bills and taking care of their ass, but this other guy is paying attention to them. Women absolutely have to be paid attention to. They have to be. If you don't pay attention to your woman, you in trouble. And I don't mean just watching them to see what they're doing. I mean, they want to watch a fucking dumbass chick flick, you better sit down and do it. Hell, I had to sit down and watch some stupid ass shit the other day. It's part of it. You laughing at me, Hannah? Oh. Yes, your mom made me watch a dumb movie.
Yes, she told me.
God. Anyway, I'll let Hannah tell you.
Here you go. No, it's true, though, because if my man don't give me enough attention, he gone. I'm very needy when it comes to it. Unless you're at work or you actually have something to do that's important, you better give me the fucking attention. Otherwise, we ain't going to work out. It's true, though. And if you don't, I'm going to find someone else. I'm not a cheater, but I will find someone else that's going to give me the attention. I'm going to leave your ass. That's just how it is. I mean, some girls aren't like that, I guess, but when I'm with somebody, I need that attention. You better not be giving it to no one else because then I'll cut your dick off and shove it down your throat. But.
Holy fucking crap. All right, cut your mic off. I can't see. This is what I'm talking about, guys. When women cheat, we don't say, I'm going to cut your clit off. But if we cheat, our dick's got to go flying. See, this is the problem. Women are fucking crazy.
I'm crazy.
Ladies.
Right now, someone's actually cheating on me.
Listen, guys, you have to understand, and the reason I'm talking to guys is because the facts are the facts, and the stats are the stats. Women cheat more than men, and it's because they're looking for different shit. That's why they cheat more than men. I'm not saying all women are hoes and all that. That y'all cheat more than men because y'all are attention whores. And the fact is, y'all like being the shiny new object, and that's just the way it is. All women like being the shiny new object. The problem with that is, other women come along and they become the shiny new object, and then you are the toy that gets put in the closet. You have to remember that. If a guy's cheating with you, chances are he's cheating with a bunch of other people, maybe. Who knows? That depends if he got it like that. I say this. Guys, give your woman the shit that she needs, and then if she cheat on you anyway, then may the best man win. Because I look at it like this. If you're doing everything that your woman asks you to do, and she still cheats, then she didn't want to be with you in the first place, or she just using your ass. And it goes vice versa. Women, if you doing all the shit that your man say, and he's still an asshole, he's accusing you of shit, and he's mistreating you, then that means he either done found somebody else he wants, or he didn't want you in the first place. That's all that shit means. We have to stop diluting ourselves and making ourselves believe that that's not the case. The facts are, put it like this, that's part of the other part of this show. You have to know when to get out of a bad situation. You have to understand when something's not working. Like what I have is called a 3-year review. And every 3 years, we sit down and talk, and we see what done changed, what done stayed the same, what we need to fix, or we decide if it's not working to call it quits. Me and my woman have done that once already, where we came pretty close to breaking up because of a whole bunch of stupid shit. But because I'm a no-nonsense person and because I don't have a filter, I don't have a problem with putting shit out there saying, okay, what's the deal? I'll ask rather than be surprised. I don't want to be surprised. If you're going to do some shit, just tell me so I can go on about my business. Because if I'm going to do some shit, I'll tell you. If I'm going to say, hey, I'm finding a new girlfriend, I'm not going to make a fucking POF account and troll that motherfucker for 2-3 months and then come tell you. No, I'm going to tell you first, then make a POF account, and then go on about my business. I'm not going to fucking do it. People doing it ass backwards. You know, it's really stupid. Women, here's something else y'all need to stop doing, too. The just a friend speech. I'm sick of that shit. Because here's the facts about just a friend. I'm your man, but guess what I was before I became your man? Your fucking friend. And guess what I was doing as your friend? Trying to fuck you. Women are immune to guys trying to fuck them. Because you spend all day long guys trying to fuck you. So y'all become immune to it. Y'all so used to guys trying to fuck you that y'all don't even know when guys are trying to fuck you because you're just so tired of it. Every time, like Chris Rock used to say, every time a man say something to you, what he really saying is, do you want some dick? Hey, can I carry them groceries for you? You want some dick? Hey, can I give you a ride home? You want some dick? That's what's, I mean, that just a friend shit, I hate it so fucking much. If you're a chick and you got a bunch of dude friends, you're never going to keep a boyfriend because smart guys ain't going to tolerate it. Now, if you're a simp and you're really desperate for a girlfriend, you'll put up with anything. My daughter keeps finding those types. They're so desperate for a girlfriend that she can pretty much bulldoze them. It's their fault. We have to be men before we can be boyfriends. If you're not a man, don't get up. Don't get with anybody. Don't do it. Waste of time. I'm gonna let Hannah get the final word in, and I'm gonna call it the end of this because I ain't gonna give y'all all my secrets and all my knowledge. My relationship's awesome, so I ain't gonna tell y'all how I do it because fact is y'all couldn't duplicate it anyway. So, Hannah, you got something to say about just a friend since you got like 1,000 of them motherfuckers?
Oh yeah, I mean, like I have plenty of just friends, but half of them I could call and literally get anything I wanted out of them because they all think they're gonna fuck and I'm not gonna let them. But I'm the kind of female I think like a dude when it comes to that. Most girls don't. But, yeah, people like that, y'all have to man up before you're going to get a real relationship because otherwise you're going to find a girl like me that's going to use you for everything you got, and then your ass is going to be broke and left and crying to your mamas. So, but that's about all I got to say. So, bye, people.
So brutally honest, but it's so true. The fact of the matter is, she just said it all. any dude can pretty much get any chick they want if they got a bunch of money. But there's a difference between getting them and getting in their pants. I have literally watched Hannah talk to I don't know how many dudes and use the hell out of them. Hey, I got to – hold on a minute. I got a caller on the line here. Let me see what they're talking about. What up, caller?
Dave. It's caller number
one,
bro.
How you doing?
Ain't too much to it. Man, I don't know. This app's acting weird on me today. So I've kind of been catching. I don't know which part I was catching the part of the show. I guess it was when you were talking about religion and whatnot, all that craziness. I don't know what you were talking about now, but I was still going to call
in. Me and my daughter are doing a show about relationships today, about how to have a good one, when to get out of a bad one. I've been talking about all the stuff that men and women both do in relationships, stuff that they need to change, stuff that they need to stop doing as men and women, stuff they need to start doing as men and women, shit like that.
Right.
Yeah, my woman asked me to do a show about relationships.
That's what's up. There's only one key to that, then. So I don't know what you were talking about. I'm going to have to figure out how to re-listen to the show later. But, yeah, the woman is always correct. That's the key to the relationship. Right? What she says,
yes. I'll be honest with you. That don't work with me.
You know you like it.
No, I don't actually. We actually argue around here because I decided. Now, I tried that approach. I'm not going to sit up and say I didn't. I did try that approach where pretty much I just let my woman do what she wants, say what she wants, run shit, and kind of just play my Xbox. And my house went haywire. Everything around here started going crazy.
Oh.
So, starting 2016, I took control of my house. My shit's even better now. My woman actually listens. I got a really, really, really independent girlfriend. She absolutely, positively don't need my ass. That's the hardest kind of woman to be in a relationship with. Because she don't have to listen to me at all.
That's called love, man. That's called love, man. I know you don't. You might not believe in it, because I know you don't believe in anything, but that's called love.
I do believe in stuff. Come on, Clint. Now you know you my boy. Just because I don't believe in God, don't mean I just believe in nothing. Now I'm not religious. I don't believe in religious biblical crap. I believe in humans. I believe that we should take credit for the things we do. Put it like this: if you win the lottery, okay, and then you say, "Oh, the Lord Jesus blessed me." Okay, God blessed you when you hit the lottery. But if your kid dies, you'll say, "Oh, the Lord works in mysterious ways." Okay, which one is it? Is he good or is he bad? You can't just give him all the credit but none of the blame. And that's why I'm a humanist. Because humanists believe that human beings are responsible and we should take the blame or the credit. We shouldn't give it to a higher power. That's why I'm an atheist. That's why I'm a humanist. It's not that I hate religion or I want to get rid of it. I'm not stupid. Religion is not going anywhere. And I don't want to get rid of it.
Religion was created to control of minority of people that don't have free thinking abilities is all it is. It's the same thing what marriage is in a certain sense.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Well, it's just like, you know, somebody asked me how I felt about gay marriage. And I said gay people have just as much right to be unhappy as straight people. That's my
take
on gay marriage.
That's what I'm saying. It's a civil rights issue. That's all it is.
But it's not a civil right.
Does it bother me? Does it bother you? Does it affect you at all? No.
No, but it's not. See, this is the thing.
But
civil
it's a
rights
civil right.
Hijacked.
I think
civil rights got hijacked.
Civil rights movement was about
blacks being treated like human beings. The civil rights movement had nothing to do with gay people getting married. It was all about black people getting the right to vote, the right to work, the right to raise families. And the fact is, the civil rights movement got hijacked by gays, by the feminist movement, by the lesbian movement. All these different movements hijacked civil rights away from black people. Now, even though I ridicule black people a lot, I am going to admit that the civil rights movement started to help blacks. It didn't start to help gays. It didn't start to help everybody else. Gay, listen, gay, being gay is not a civil right. Being gay is a choice.
Hey, Bernie,
it's a lifestyle.
Hey, Bernie Sanders was one of the candidates for political election that actually got arrested in that march. He marched with Martin Luther King back then. Way back when. He had hair and whatnot.
Hang on a minute.
Anyway,
I'm going to put my daughter back on the line. What do you think, Hannah? I'll let you say. What do you think about what we just said?
Well, one, it don't have nothing to do with the show that we're doing.
Indeed.
Two, I could really care less because I'm not gay. So, I mean, if some chick wants to go screw another chick or some dude wants to vow break and screw another guy, that's up to them. As long as they leave me alone with that stuff, I don't care what they do. But
yeah,
the only thing that bugs me about them, or anybody, is when they try to do shit out in public, because I'm sorry, that's nasty. Even if you are straight and you're a man and woman, don't do that shit out in public. Ain't nobody else need to see that. And
even being straight, I don't even like PDA, just being straight. I don't want my hand held. I don't want, you know, that's what the house is for. I understand where you're coming from.
And then as long as you don't try, I have some friends that are gay. They're some of the best friends I've got. But they also know that I'm straight and I don't roll that way, and not to try to push it on me, because the first time they would try to push it on me, they're not going to be my friends anymore.
Well, they're not like that, though. I mean, they're stereotypically, that's what people think. That's why they're homophobic.
But the thing is,
there
is a lot of people like that. And the thing is, I can't go out and call someone a faggot now, because if I say faggot, that's a bad word, and I'm offending someone. But see, the thing is about me, I don't care if I offend people, because I'll look straight in their face and call them that if that's what they're being.
People only get offended. People always want their freedom of speech until they get offended by something that, you know, everybody, that's what I'm saying. It's a civil right. You have the right to say anything you want to. And people, they get upset because you say what you want to, but yet they don't like what you say, but they want to be able to say what they say. You understand what I'm saying? Everything
Hang
is cool. Everybody wants their civil
Hang
rights
minute,
until
man.
Somebody gets upset.
This,
I'm going to jump off
thing.
And I'm going to listen to you guys.
Civil rights has nothing to do with freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is in the Bill of Rights. See, civil rights is a movement that came along by the black churches in the South. The civil rights was something that was ratified and brought in by the United States government, and the Constitution and all that was amended. But in the beginning, your right to free speech was guaranteed in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It wasn't because of any other reason except that's one of your, as they call it, inalienable rights. That's something that you're born with, and no government and no human being has a right to take away your right to say what you want. What my daughter was trying to say is, nowadays, in this new generation, we actually have made it to where gay people are more privileged than straight people. You got sitcoms on TV now where the whole cast is a bunch of gay folks. We glamorize homosexuality. Back, you know, when me and you was growing up,
that's a fact. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, nowadays it's cool. For some reason, it's cool to come out of the closet now. And I'm just saying, we don't care personally. But what she was trying to say is, gay people have a big problem. They always hitting on straight people. You want to know the number one thing that gay men do? They try to prove to other gay men that they can turn somebody gay. I've had so many gay men hit on me. And I always tell them I don't roll that way, and I don't threaten them, I don't kick their ass, because, to be honest with you, they want that kind of reaction out of you. Because as soon as you kick the shit out of them, you want to know what they say? Oh, he's in the closet, that's why he got so mad. So I tell them politely, I don't want nothing to do with that mess, don't talk to me. But the fact is, to them, it's like a game. How many straight guys can I turn gay? How many straight guys can I get
right.
along with me? This is what they do. That's my only problem.
I'm just saying this. That's a different experience than I've ever had or whatever. So I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? I've never had it happen to me, so I can't say anything about it. But I do know gay people. They've never bothered me. You know,
they don't bother
so
me
I can't.
Until they try to talk to me. When they try to hit on me is when that. Listen, if you're a chick and I don't like you and you try to hit on me, then you bothering me. So it ain't just gay dudes. It's anybody that's trying to get with me on that level. Like, that's pretty much
right,
what the show is about, relationship stuff. And as far as I'm concerned, that also goes in the category. If I'm minding my own business, and say you're a 300-pound chick and shit, and you want to holler at me, if I tell you I ain't interested, then you need to go the fuck on. Okay, women, if you tell a woman you ain't interested, they go about their business. You want to know what a gay man do when you tell them you ain't interested? They get loud and try to publicly shame you and try to make you seem like you're in. They try to make you seem like you're in the closet homosexual.
Well, I really don't know. I've never had that experience. As far as that, I've known gay people. My mother used to work at a tanning bed, and I used to go in. I used to work after school or whatever and clean tanning beds and stuff. A lot of the guys that came in there were gay. They were pretty funny. I mean, they never bothered me. They weren't. I never felt threatened by them. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, it's not a threatened feeling, though, that we're talking about.
What they do at home has nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? People can agree to disagree.
And we're not saying that. We're just saying, I mean, it's not a threatened feeling. I don't feel threatened by nobody when it comes to that stuff. We're just saying when they, because I mean, I've had a lot of experience.
I would feel threatened if somebody tried to force themselves on me.
Like, I've had plenty of women try to hit on me, and when I tell them, hey, I don't roll that way, they want to sit there and try to make me feel bad or tell me that I'm just, I'm like, they told me, oh, you're gay, you just don't know it. Like, to me, I've never even kissed a girl. I'm never going to. And I get, like, people make fun of me for that because they're like, what female doesn't do that? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I have a vagina. I don't want another one.
I know, but the difference between my generation and yours, though, that's the difference, you know. They try to promote it more. Like these teenagers now, like everything goes, you know, you got to fit in, you got to try everything or whatever. But see, whenever I was going to school, it wasn't like that. It was like, I don't really know how to explain it. But
I mean,
like I say,
like
I didn't grow up.
Me.
I grew up in a different type of neighborhood. But from where I live right now, there's like five, you know, high schools and different range, different type people. From all dimensions, and they're all, it's almost, and I hate this, I don't want to say it, but I will. I mean, it almost seems like it's segregated. You got Heritage,
hey.
All your rich people over here, and then you got Richland. The 14-year-olds getting their lips pierced, and you got this, and then you got the, it's crazy from where I'm at.
Hey, Clint, I'm coming up on the time limit on this thing, man, and I'm about to shut it down. Hey, I'm gonna set up my next show probably for next day or so. We need to have this discussion, man. So you need to leave some time open because I actually want you on the air. So we gonna, because me and you have good discussions and
we can agree to disagree
deep.
And it's fun.
Yeah, but that's what makes a show a good show. I don't want you to agree with me. I want you to have your own opinion.
I agree with you on a lot of things. I agree with you on a lot of things. I can see things from your perspective and also from mine. You know, and also your daughter's. But see, the difference is it's like I don't understand. Like I don't have children, so I don't understand what it's like to have kids that are going to school. You know, that are around your daughter's age and how they interact or whatever. I only know my experience, but all this stuff didn't matter in the 90s and stuff whenever I was growing up because it wasn't an issue. Everybody was cool.
I'll let you go, my friend. You had the last word.
Indeed. Nice show.
All right, man.
Do it again, my friend.
Call me on the next one. We'll discuss this some more, man. I'll let you.
All right. Stay happy, man.
Yeah. All right, folks. That's it. I'm out of time. I'm going to play my intro. Oh, man, this is a good show. Thanks again to my daughter, child, Hannah, for filling in as my co-host. Anyway. How the hell is my microphone cutting out? Thanks for listening, folks. We finna get up out of here.